Okay, let's turn to Romans chapter 1. Romans chapter 1, verse 17. Romans chapter 1, verse 17. For in it the righteousness of God is revealed from face to face, as it is written, the just shall live by faith. Here Paul mentioned a term, from face to face. Our whole journey of the faith, our whole journey to the heavenly kingdom, here Paul said, is the process of from faith to faith. At the beginning, we need a faith. On the process, we need a faith. Until the end, we need a faith. Before we became a Christian, we need a faith, which Paul emphasized in the book of Romans, in the book of Galatians. We need to have faith to believe in Jesus. We need to have faith to accept Jesus is our Savior. We need to have faith to receive the salvation Lord Jesus Christ has prepared for us. After we become a Christian, we should have the faith which James emphasized in book of James. The faith without the works, that faith is dead. In the time of James, all the Christians, they faced the tribulations, persecutions in their daily life. So some of them, they become weak. They became weak. So they compromise themselves to the reality. So they separate their faith and their daily life. They separate the faith and the words of God. They separate the moral standard and their daily life. James wants believers not only to hear the truth, but also to put it into action. That is fact. In the Christian life, there are trials and temptation. So successfully overcoming these adversities produces maturity and strong character. Sometimes we might ask, how come God you allowed the trials, the temptation in our life? Yes, everything has the purpose for us. We should become a maturity. We should be more mature. We should become stronger and stronger. Without the trials, without the temptation, we are not easy to achieve our goal. So James taught Christians not to compromise with the worldly attitude about many aspects, especially the rich, the wealth. Let's turn to James chapter 1. What is the faith which James emphasized? From chapter 1, verse 19 to chapter 5, verse 6, James, he He talked about the characteristics of faith. What is faith? From chapter 1, verse 19 to chapter 5, verse 6, James mentioned 7 items. The first one, faith obeys the word. Number 2, faith removes discrimination. Number 3, faith proves itself by works. Number 4, faith controls the tongue. Number 5, faith produces wisdom. Number 6, faith produces humility. Number 7, faith produces dependence on God. So we are going to study it one item by one. So the first one, faith obeys the word. James chapter 1, verse 19. James chapter 1, verse 19 to 27. James chapter 1, verse 19. So then, my beloved brethren, let every man be swift to hear, slow to speak, slow to wrath. So here mentions three things: hear, speak, wrath. These three items are in our daily life. Every day we hear something. Every day we speak something. I hope not every day we get angry. But the angry is also part of our life. Here, James say, when you hear, you sweet to hear. Hear it quickly. When you want to speak, speak it slow to speak, slow to rest. Why? Verse 20. For the rest of man does not produce the righteousness of God. Get angry, rest is kind of our human nature. There is no one can say, I never get angry, I never rest. But yes, that is kind of part of our human nature. But we need to deal it properly. So here, James says, rest of man does not produce the righteousness of God. A Christian should pursue the righteousness of God. So we need to pay attention. We should not allow the rest occupy our daily life. Verse 21. Therefore, lay aside all filthiness and the overflow of wickedness, and receive with meekness the implanted words, which is able to save your souls. Especially when we listen the voice of God, we need to quickly to listen. Sweet to hear, because the words of God can save our soul. 22. But be doers of the words, and not hearers only, deceiving yourselves. Thanks God, we can come to hear, to join this IHTS. So every instructors, including the counselors, try their best to share with you, to discuss with you, to teach you. You hear so many words of God, so many testimony, experiences, or wonderful sharing. But here, we should remind each other. We should be doers, not just hearers. If we satisfied on what we have heard, that is hearsay, we deceive ourselves. 23. For if anyone is hearers of the words and not a doer, he is like a man observing his natural face in a mirror. So James always give us examples that us can understand better. So he used the mirror for example. 24. For he observes himself, goes away, and immediately forgets what kind of man he was. What's the purpose? You look at that mirror. You try to find everything is okay or not. If you find something wrong in your face, you suppose remember it and do something for it. But if you left and you forgot everything, that is no use. That is no purpose. You look at that mirror. 25. But he who looks into the perfect law of liberty and continues in it and is not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work, this one will be blessed in what he does. The word of God is here also called perfect law of liberty. If there is life, there is freedom. So the word of life is also the words of liberty. Verse 26. If anyone among you thinks he is religious and does not bridle his tongue but deceive his own heart, this one's religion is useless. What's the meaning? We are not just a hearers, we are doers. Verse 26 say, a person can control his tongue. This person is a doer. This person is a religious person. 27. Pure and undefiled religion before God and the Father is this: to visit orphans and widows in their trouble and to keep oneself unspotted from the world. Continuing, what is the doers here mentioned? Pure and undefiled religion. We should become a pure and undefiled. What is the meaning, pure and undefiled? We show our love, especially we show our love to the needy. In James' time, the orphans, the widows, they are the most pitiful person in the society. The orphans without the dependence, the widows without the the dependence and the future. So James say, if we say we are doers, we should take care this kind of people. If we were doers, James continue to say, we should keep ourselves unspotted from the world. There are so many pollution in our surrounding. Some is a pollution like the dirty air. But some pollution is not so-called material issue. Some is concern our concept, our thinking. For this kind of issue, we also need to pay attention. Don't be polluted by our surrounding. So, chapter 1, verse 19 to 27, we can divide in three major parts. The first part, verse 19 to verse 21, we are hearers of the words. The first, hear the words. Quick to hear and below to speak, and be slow to anger. We usually say God is so wonderful, our Lord is so good. When we say God, you are so good, Lord Jesus, you are so good. On the other hand, we should respond God's goodness. So what can we do in response to all God's goodness? We obey to His word. If we say, God, you are so awesome. God, you are so wonderful. God, you are so good. And then we also remind ourselves, God, I want to obey your words. So how do we obey God's words? First, we quick to hear, and then we are slow to speak. And in our daily life, we are slow to anger. In verse 21, here also emphasize one thing. He say, lay aside all fierceness and overflow of weakness. The purpose of lay aside all fierceness and the overflow of the weakness is because we want to receive the words of God. So this is also an important issue. Because we want to receive the words of God, so we need to lay aside all the fierceness and the overflow of the weakness. And how do we lay aside the fierce and the weakness? Let's turn to Isaiah chapter 4. Isaiah chapter 4. Isaiah chapter 4, verse 3. Verse 3. And it shall come to pass that he who is left in Zion and remains in Jerusalem will be called holy. Everyone who is recorded among the living in Jerusalem. For when the Lord has washed away the filthy of the daughters of Zion and purged the blood of Jerusalem from her midst by the spirit of judgment and by the spirit of burning. So here mentioned, how could we lay aside the filthy and the weakness? Verse 4 say, by the spirit of judgment and by the spirit of burning. The spirit, the God spirit, the Holy Spirit. So when we enter into the inner prayer, the Holy Spirit will do his function. The Holy Spirit is the spirit of judgment. The Holy Spirit will show our unclean part. Not only does show our unclean part, the Holy Spirit is also the spirit of burning, the spirit of fire, to burn up our unclean part. But we need to enter the deeper prayer. The shallow prayer, the effective is small. But if we enter into the deeper prayer, it's just like the strong fire. The filthy sins will floating and then burn away, burn up. How could we lay aside the filthy and weakness? Let's turn to 1 Peter chapter 4. First Peter chapter 4, verse 1. Therefore, since Christ suffered for us in the flesh, arm yourself also with the same mind. For he who has suffering in the flesh has ceased from sin, verse 2, that he no longer should live the rest of his time in the flesh for the lust of men, but for the will of God. This is the second way we can lay aside the filthy and the weakness. The first one, we do ourselves. We pray. We pray into the deeper prayer. We can do that. If God loves us, we do not have a good prayer, but God loves us. God won't help us become more, become pure. God will allow us to go through some kinds of the trials. Just like here. Suffer in the flesh has ceased from sin. So which way would you like? The more you pray, the less suffering you might have. God loves everyone. So God will help us to lay aside the filthy and the weakness. This is the two ways. If you pray hard, but you still encounter trials, you are still in suffering. According to the James chapter 1, verse 2, you should feel joy. Why? Because God loves you. God wants you to become perfect. God wants you to receive more reward in the future. So don't complain. Lord Jesus, I pray so hard. How come you still allow me to encounter this kind of difficulties? If we truly learn from the book of James, we might feel joy. We ask God, Lord, thank you, but I'm human being, so help me can go through the trials, because I know after the suffering, I will overcome all the sins. So there are two kinds of Christians. One kind is hear, but not do. The other kind of Christian is hears and the doer. So we should be the second one, hear and doer. This is also the requirement from God. What is going to happen if we were hear but not doer? Let's turn to Matthew chapter 7. Matthew chapter 7, verse 21. Not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, shall enter the kingdom of heaven, but he who does the will of my Father in heaven. So here, who can enter enter the heavenly kingdom? Here say, who does the will of my Father in heaven? We are a doer, so we can enter the kingdom of God. 22. Many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in your name, cast out demons in your name, and done many wonders in your name? 23. And then I will declare to them, I never knew you. Depart from me, you who practice lawlessness. And they do us, because they say, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in your name, cast out demons in your name, and done many wonders in your name? Jesus say, you do not follow the will of God. But this person, they replied, Lord, we cast out the demon in your name. We prophesied in your name. What do they mention? It's their work. They would like work for God. They use the name of Lord Jesus to perform many things, but their motivation. The motivation is very important. They do according to their own will. They perform the holy work. It's not according to God's will. They would like to perform many things according to their own intention, their own will. So we need to have wisdom. Otherwise, like these people, it seems they work hard, but they cannot enter the kingdom of God. So pitiful. So what is the doers? We need to have wisdom to distinguish. It's not necessary do the holy work very hard. It means you are a doer. It's not necessary. I'm not denying the holy work, but I want to emphasize God's will, God's name. Some people might perform the holy work for his own name, use the name of Lord Jesus, but get the glory for himself. So this is not the doers. We spend the time in holy work. We cannot spend the time in holy work and finally Jesus said, I don't know you. So not only do we adhere, but also the doer. But we need the wisdom. What is the doers? What is God's will? What is my motivation? What is my intention? Lord's Prayer mention God's name, God's kingdom, God's will. We should do because of God's name, God's kingdom, God's will, God's glory. Not our own name, not our own will, not our own glory. Chapter 1, verse 26 and 27. The religious observance here mentions several issues: the tongue, the purity, undefiled, and the sympathetic. Let's turn to Matthew chapter 25. Matthew chapter 25. Matthew chapter 25, verse 40. Matthew chapter 25, verse 40. And the king will answer and say to them, "Assuredly, I say to you, inasmuch as you did it to one of the least of this of these, my brethren, you did it to me." So, in the Bible, many times emphasize the little one, the least. As long as this person is part of God, and that is very important. Even in human's eyesight, it's minority, but in God's eyesight, it's important. Verse 44. Then they also will answer him, saying, "Lord, when did we see you hungry, or thirsty, or a stranger, or naked, or sick, or in prison, and did not minister to you?" 45. Then he will answer them, saying, "Assuredly, I say to you, inasmuch as you did not do it to one of the least of these, you did not do it to me." So don't neglect any little one. Even in human's eyesight, he is a little one, but he or she also represents Lord Jesus Christ. So whatever we do on this one, it means we do on Jesus. What is faith? Faith removes discrimination. Let's turn to James chapter 2. James chapter 2, verse 1. My brethren, do not hold the faith of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Lord of glory, with partiality. If we say we are the disciples of Lord Jesus Christ, we follow Lord Jesus Christ, and we should not have partiality in our life, in our daily life. Verse 2. James gave them example. This happened in their time, and this might happen in our time. Because we are human. Human is human. Human's nature, all the same. For if there should come into your assembly a man with gold rings in fine apparel, and there should also come in a poor man in filthy clothes, two totally different persons came into the assembly, came into church. Three, And you pay attention to the one wearing the fine clothes and say to him, you sit here in a good place. And say to the poor man, you stand here or sit here at my footstool. This is what is the partiality. This kind of attitude to deal with person is partiality. We are easy deal with person according to their outwardly. This is the human nature. So in our daily life, in the society, if we want to earn people respect us, we should pay attention ourselves. Are you worthy to receive others' respect? Many times, you yourself decide it. If you are outwardly, it's not worthy to respect. Nobody wants to respect you. So even we are Christian, in the society, we need to pay attention to ourselves. Because this is the human nature. But in the church, we should have the different standard with the outside. Because this is the church of God. This is the house of God. We should have something different from others. You might find some place always very chaos, very dirty. Why? Because some people put the trash there, and everyone pass that place because there is the trash there, so people easy to throw their trash there. So that place becomes dirty and dirty. If we want to throw a trash, you realize, oh, this is so clean, you might put your trash into your pocket because it's clean. So if you give person impression, you are such kind of person, the person will deal with you in that such kind of person. So this is the way in our life, how do we gain others' respect? How do we protect ourselves? Some people say some people's appearance is like tell others, you can take advantage from me. How come people take advantage from you? Because you tell people to take advantage from you. Chapter 2, verse 4. Have you not shown partiality among yourself and become judges with evil thoughts? Why does James told them should not have partiality among them? Because if you have the partiality to others, it means you judge others. You use the wrong thought, evil thought, to judge others. Verse 5. Listen, my beloved brethren, has God not chosen the poor of this world to be rich in faith and heirs of the kingdom which he promised to those who love him? Jesus did not say poor person cannot receive the salvation. The salvation is for everyone. As long as you have the simple faith, as long as you have the first faith, you believe in Jesus, you can receive the salvation. Not only just receive the salvation, you can be rich in faith. You can be rich in faith. You can enter the kingdom of God. Verse 6. But you have dishonored the poor man. Do not the rich oppress you and drag you into the courts. James continually gave them the reality. So-called the rich person in that time, they usually oppress people and drag people into the courts. Verse 7. Do they not blaspheme that noble name by which you are called? In their society, many of the rich person, they reject the gospel of Lord Jesus Christ. They persecuted the Christians. Verse 8. If you really fulfill the royal law according to the scripture, you should love your neighbor as yourself. You do well. Our neighbor, our beloved brothers and sisters, even they are poor, but they are our neighbors. We should love them. Verse 9. But if you show partiality, you commit sin and are convicted by the law as transgressors. James mentioned even seriously partiality equals sin equal transgressors. So this is use the term sin. It means this seriously. Verse 10. For whoever shall keep the whole law and yet stumble in one point, he is guilty of all. We should keep the commandments, whole package, not just parts of commandments, parts of the teachings. We should observe the whole teachings. Verse 11. For he who said, do not commit adultery, also said, do not murder. Now, if you do not commit adultery, but you do murder, you have become a transgressor of the law. Partiality. Now, James apply it into how to observe the teachings of God. When we deal with the teachings of God, we should not have the concept of partiality. When you eat food, you pick up which one you like. You only eat the food you like to eat. But the physician will tell you that is not good habit. You should eat every kind of food so you can have the nutrition balance in the same way. No partiality concerning the teachings of God. All the teachings of God are good. We need to practice all the teachings of God.
Verse 12.
So speak and so do as those who will be judged by the law of liberty. 13. For judgment is without mercy to the one who has shown no mercy. Mercy triumphs over judgment. Partiality also related to our judgment. It's a nature. When we see someone or when we see something, we will make a judge. We will make a judgment. That's the human nature. But we should have this principle. In our judgment, come with mercy. If we have mercy in it, we will not show partiality because we have mercy. So here mentioned, mercy triumphs over judgment. Let's turn to Proverbs chapter 22. Proverbs chapter 22. Proverbs chapter 22, verse 2. Verse 2, the rich and the poor have this in common. The Lord is the maker of them all. I have mentioned, we are easy to make a judge. But actually, we should not do so. How could we remind ourselves, don't judge, don't judge? Here mentioned, the rich and the poor have this in common. The Lord is the maker of them all. It means there's only one judge. That is the Almighty God. There is only one judge. That is Almighty God. Here say the Lord is the maker of them all. So we need to remind ourselves there is no partiality in my life. The judgment, the authority to judge is God, it's not me. Let's also turn to 1 Samuel chapter 16. 1 Samuel chapter 16. 1 Samuel chapter 16, verse 6. Verse 6, so it was when they came that he looked at the Eliab and said, surely the Lord's anointed is before him. 7, but Lord said to Samuel, do not look at his appearance or at his physical stature, because I have refused him. For the law does not see a man sees. For man looks at the outward appearance, but the law looks at the heart. How wonderful. The law looks at the heart. If God, just like a human being, only looked outward appearance, there are so many unfair issues. Well, it will be unfair. But here say, God, the law, look at the heart. So no matter how unfair we encountered, we know God always is fair because he look at human's heart, not just outward appearance. Let's pray in silence. Amen.